The U.S. House passed the economic stimulus package tonight, even though every Republican voted against it. The stimulus bill would fund more than $819 billion of project and tax cuts. The Senate is still working on crafting their version of the bill. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington on how Alaska's delegation is weighing in.
Congressman Don Young joined his party Wednesday evening and voted against the stimulus package.
I'm terribly disappointed with what's come out on the Democrat side, and I'm trying to be bipartisan. I'm going to meet with President Obama tomorrow, and I say this without any reservations, that when they came down with his proposal on transportation, then I was in support of the bill. But it's been cut back to about 3% of the total bill. And to me, that does not take and stimulate the economy.
Young says he's been invited to the White House Thursday to attend the president's signing of a different bill, the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, since Young was one of the few House Republicans who supported it. The congressman plans to use the opportunity to bend President Obama's ear about the stimulus plan. Young says the Democratic-led House has packed the wrong types of projects and items into the bill.
What now the Democrat Party is talking about in the Congress is not stimulation. It is bills that should be appropriated for, not put in a stimulus package. It doesn't create the jobs that are necessary and get the salaries going and the wages going to take and improve our economy. And they know that. And it's just now is a chance for them to, what I call, burden us with a lot of Christmas tree ornaments that shouldn't be there.
Over on the Senate side, the stimulus plan made it through the Appropriations Committee yesterday, but not with the support of Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski. In her first vote on the powerful committee, Murkowski voted against advancing it. She says she supports the idea of a stimulus package and the money it would bring to Alaska for transportation, broadband, and workforce development, but Murkowski says it's being pushed through too fast.
We clearly do need to provide for some kind of economic stimulus. As with anything, the devil is always in the detail. I think it's important that we try to get the details right. Just throwing money at a bad situation doesn't fix it.
Murkowski says the Republicans on the Appropriations Committee only had 24 hours to pore over the more than 400-page bill before they had to vote on it. She says she was encouraged by a meeting President Obama had yesterday with Republican senators, but says the question is, who will be in charge of making changes, the president or Senate Democrats?
There was a good deal of listening that went on the president's side, which I greatly appreciate. But the question then is, who's running the package?
If the Senate Democrats do take the lead on making changes to the package, Alaskans now have a senator on that side of the aisle in Mark Begich. He supports the stimulus plan, but said yesterday he wants to see how planned tax cuts materialize. Begich's office has been collecting project lists from Alaska's mayors in hopes of figuring out what will fit into the stimulus package. The bill is not made up of specific project earmarks and instead relies on funding formulas. Begich says that may be new for Alaskans.
We've been kind of prepping them, know that the method is changing from the old days of, you know, tag me a project and I'll go do it, versus what your community want, prioritize them, then you're going to fit into, in this case, under the economic recovery bill, you're going to fit into a formula.
Begich's office received more than 200 requests, ranging from $750,000 for the Alaska Railroad to $6 million for a biomass to energy project for the Fairbanks Borough. It will be up to the state and local communities to decide where to put the stimulus money, so Begich says he hopes the wish list will be of use to the governor's office and the state legislature.
Because we have this list, it helps us get there, because these are the projects that we can start to identify as shovel ready. Now, there are some things on here that just, you know, we put everything on that people requested. No filter. So there's some on here I can tell you will not qualify under this program. You know, one good example was a mentorship program. It's not a infrastructure build program.
Governor Sarah Palin has requested the delegation look at five main projects, four highway projects related to a natural gas pipeline, and the fifth for improvements at the Kodiak Launch Complex. The governor plans to travel to Washington this weekend, in part to meet with senators and talk about the stimulus plan. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.